You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off. Racing.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Paddy Aspel with you on this edition, looking ahead to Monday's action. Plenty of racing to come on Monday. We've got racing at Leicester, Roscommon, Kempton Park and hopefully Hamilton Park as well. They've got a precautionary inspection at 7:30 a.m. on Monday morning. As such, we're not going to focus on any of the action at Hamilton. I'm going to focus on two races at Kempton, but plenty to get your teeth stuck into. The two clear meeting, incidentally, is Leicester on Monday. Mr. Aspel, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, pal. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. You been riding recently?
Bits and pieces. I was Catrick yesterday and Newcastle during the week. And I just got plenty of bad ground, obviously, around at the minute. But racing is slowly winding down, to be honest. The turf tracks are finishing up, unfortunately. But tipping away and earning a living, so can't give out.
And this week, any plans?
I'm at Redcar Wednesday, and I think where are we? Redcar Wednesday, Ponty Thursday, and then I'm pretty sure Haydock Friday, and then unfortunately I've got enforced 10-day holiday.
Oh, have you?
So I might.
I did not know about that.
I might be doing a few William Hill gigs, unfortunately, for the listeners.
Yes, that's true. Well, when was that then? When did that come into place?
It was in Musselburgh last week. I got 10 days, so that starts next Saturday and runs all the way through till I'm back riding on the 10th of October.
And was it deserved?
Good question. the trainer I rode for certainly thought so, and that's probably how I ended up with such a holiday. But that's the way it goes. It's a long old road. You can't give out. You've got to take these things on the chin. I mean, obviously, I didn't agree with it, but the stewards are there to do a job. But I mean, it's biggest ban I've ever had, and first ban I've had in long time. But and first time I've ever been banned for this particular thing. But there you go. There's no one dead, and we'll live to fight another day. But could always be worse.
Absolutely. Going to focus on two races at Kempton then, and with all this bad ground around, it almost makes sense to stick to the poly track because, quite simply, we kind of know what to expect, if you like. And there is quite a few unknowns. Obviously, racing at Leicester tomorrow. Leicester always seems to be fairly soft ground anyway. Mm-hmm. And officially, as we record this, soft, good to soft in places. And Hamilton, as we said, inspecting in the morning. If that does go ahead, goodness knows what the ground will be like. So, two at Kempton to come. You've got a next best and a nap. Is the are they in chronological order? Next best first or?
This is my nap.
Okay.
Or this at the top.
4 or 5, nap then for Paddy Aspel. It's a Filly's Novice Stakes over 7 furlongs. There's not a great deal of form to go on, though.
There isn't, to be honest. But, I mean, the one I plumped for was Richard Hughes' filly, the top, Odessa.
Mm.
Shane Kelly won on this filly last time at Ascot. 6 furlongs on soft. Made a good bit of use for that day, but she's seen out quite nicely because she got beat on her debut at Wolverhampton, and I think really she got herself beat because she just raced too freely and didn't settle, but still wasn't beat that far and went down fighting, and it was a good effort. But I mean, much better last time at Ascot. Just learned to relax and race, and like I said, seen it out well. But I mean, steps up to 7 tomorrow, so she's well drawn. But she is obviously going to need to settle because, you know, it's a +10 race. It, you know, it's a good prize on offer. And, you know, it's a slight step up in grade, so she's going to have to come forward again. And she's got the penalty to carry. But, you know, Richard Hughes has got some good apprentices in his yard, but he's happy for Shane to ride and not wanting to claim the penalty off. So that would maybe install me with a bit of confidence and thinking that, you know, he thinks maybe this filly could take that step forward. And, I mean, the yard in the last 14 days, Alex, they've had 23 runners, 3 winners and 4 places. So, you know,
ticking over.
Horses are healthy, and appear to be holding their own. So yeah, I quite like the look of her, and I just thought she had a fairly appealing profile.
Okay, often can be hard to defy those penalties, can't it? But that was a nice performance. In terms of the main danger of those with form, power and peace, and Isle of Avalon probably the standouts, show dancing one I did have experience already, a non-runner as we record this on Sunday afternoon, or would it be one of the newcomers that you're probably most scared of?
I mean, Hail to Me Yard, I really respect the Dave Simcock yard. I mean, he's got a nice page. Look, the form isn't going to match the filly at the top, but you know she is in there as favourite. But obviously others are going to appeal because the filly of Richard Hughes has got the penalty to carry, so yeah. You know, but so that gives you a little bit of value there for some other options. But I think she's, you know, she's worthy of her price to filly at the top, and I just think for me she would offer a little bit of value.
Odisha then, the nap for Paddy Aspel on Monday, that's in Kempton's 4:05. The next best actually comes in the next race, doesn't it, Paddy? The 4:35, a handicap over 6 furlongs, plenty of old times in here, if you like, horses that we know plenty about, but which one are you tipping to come out on top on this occasion?
There's some good old sticks here, horses, you know, especially the likes of Goodwood Crusader, who just went from strength to strength for the Richard Hughes team last year. And I mean,
interesting, by the way, that you do mention, going back to the previous race, Finlay Marsh does ride for Richard Hughes here.
Yep.
Interesting that Shane Kelly is on board the first one, if you like. I know you mentioned that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Finlay's been riding this Goodwood character, and he's had a fantastic year on him, and I mean, God, for a three-year-old, he's took his racing so well and just seemed to go from strength to strength. I mean, obviously, look, chances are now, looking at his form and his sort of last two or three performances, maybe the handicapper is slightly in charge. But, I mean, like I said, Finlay rides again, but this whole horse will have to wait his turn again. Like I said, well, when I say old, I've just mentioned that he's three, so he's got bags of time, but obviously he's very, very tough and stands his racing very well, but whether he'd get back on the winning thread tomorrow, I didn't think he would. But I mean, the likes of Nadir, who's an ex market body, he may be quite faced horse, very, very flashy, you wouldn't miss him. And I mean, he's turned into some big gigs, this horse. But I mean, whether he's on the downgrade, I don't know, but he certainly isn't running to the level he was maybe a couple of years ago, so it'll be interesting to see how he shapes tomorrow. But he's now in the care of Kevin Ryan, and the Midland Park bought the horse out of market bodies, and so Spencer rides tomorrow. But off a mark of 94, I mean, he's still looking quite anchored at the minute, and just be a case of waiting to see and let that horse maybe eventually in time find his mark, because there's no doubt he has got plenty of class, and he's only six, but he has got a fair bit of mileage on the clock, to be honest. But the horse I plumped for was a horse right down at the bottom, Seeking Magic.
Okay.
I mean, we know everything about this horse.
Another old boy.
Yeah, he's 9-year-old, but he's been a real good yardstick for Clive Cox down the years, and particularly he's been very good to Ryan Tate. He's had plenty of success on him. He is up to a mark of 89, but his last win was off 87. He's a horse who likes to go forward, but I'd say his last winning mark was 87. He has actually won off 88 round Kempton. He's got a good draw. Without a doubt, his ideal trip. And, like I say, for the way he likes to be ridden, that draw, you'd imagine Ryan Tate is obviously going to make the most of it. He's had 5 runs at Kempton. He's had 2 wins in 3 places. So he's obviously got a real liking for the surface. And Clive Cox has had 8 winners and 31 in the last 14 days. So horses are, without a doubt, very fit and healthy. And so it'll just be interesting to see how the old boy shapes up tomorrow, because quite a nice prize on offer. He probably has got very, very little room for error. But he's a horse who knows how to win, likes the track. And like I said, Ryan Tate and him get on very, very well. So, you know, I think he's there with a real, real strong chance tomorrow.
Seeking Magic then for Paddy in that Kempton 4:35. Great stuff, Paddy. Best luck with your selections on Monday. And make sure, listeners, that you do tune into Racing Radio on Monday. Fingers crossed Hamilton does get the go-ahead. And join the guys in the studio for all the best of the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.